I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. President Barack Obama's pick to be the next U.S. ambassador to Mexico is a Cuban-born former career diplomat. His name is Carlos Pascual. His selection for the post didn't make a lot of news here in the United States, but some in Mexico are upset about the choice. The World's Lauren Matalon has more from Mexico City.
Carlos Pascual fled Cuba in 1962 with his parents when he was 3 years old. To date, he's an expert on conflict management. Pascual's had a long diplomatic career. He was U.S. ambassador to Ukraine from 2000 to 2003 and served in Africa and Latin America. Most recently, Pascual was at the Brookings Institution, where he headed the Iraq Policy Project. He co-authored an article on Afghanistan entitled "The Danger of Failed States." And that's a sensitive topic for Mexico after the U.S. military issued a report suggesting Mexico is at risk of becoming a failed state. So Pascual's nomination has upset some people here. Lorenzo Meyer specializes in the U.S.-Mexico relationship at the Colegio de Mexico.
Mexico doesn't want to admit that we are not a failing state, but even close to that. So the government is not pleased, and not even the public is pleased with the idea of receiving as an ambassador somebody that is an expert in failing states, because the messenger is the message. But on the other hand, it's quite understandable that the United States is signaling that they are not very happy with the weaknesses of Mexican institutions.
In early April, before President Obama's visit to Mexico City, the government of Felipe Calderón received word from Washington that Pascual would be the nominee. Mexico took a month to finally say, "We approve." Amy Glover is a member of Mexico's Council on Foreign Relations.
Dragging this process out was a little bit of a sign saying, hey, we're not that pleased with this decision and the message that is underlying it.
Foreign Minister Patricia Espinosa won't comment on the delay.
Y por supuesto estaremos dispuestos a trabajar.
But she says her government is ready to work with Pascual when he arrives in Mexico. Despite some of the negative reaction to the nomination, political commentator Sergio Sarmiento says Pascual is an excellent choice.
The criticism that I've heard and seen about Carlos Pascual is only focusing on a very narrow part of his experience. He's a top-rated diplomat. He has wide-ranging experience in a lot of issues, not only on failed states. Of course, you never know exactly what the role of an ambassador is going to be, but I have no doubt that he will be a good ambassador.
Pascual also would like to see a change in U.S. policy toward Cuba. That's a theme that resonates in Mexico, despite recent friction between Mexico and Havana over illegal immigration and Mexico's handling of the flu crisis. Pascual has written that current U.S. policy has eroded Washington's ability to help democratize Cuba and left the U.S. isolated in Latin America. For The World, I'm Lorne Matalon in Mexico City.